Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to Eagles Nightly on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm your host, Bo Wolf. The hot topic Thursday, as offensive coordinator Marty Morenhin-Wigg took the stage for his weekly press conference, was the status of the offensive line, where the Eagles are primed to take on the Dallas Cowboys with a unit that is likely to feature only one true first-teamer in Evan Mathis. After Todd Harriman's was placed on injured reserve Wednesday, the group charged with protecting Michael Vick is likely to be Demetrius Bell, Mathis, Dallas Reynolds, Dennis Kelly, and King Dunlap from left to right. After Vick was sacked 7 times last week against the Saints, the question is whether this mishmash unit can get things straight against the Cowboys defense that ranks 20th with 16 sacks on the season.
We've lost 4 men up front. However, the 4 men that have replaced them are working diligently. They're talented. We acquired them. They're here because we think that they can help us. The situation is they have little experience, some of them little experience playing, some of them little experience playing together. So that mentality of getting better every day, both as an individual and as a group and as a unit, get better every day, and then good things tend to happen.
Now, I mentioned that the Cowboys have 16 sacks on the year, but 9 of those have come from future Hall of Famer DeMarcus Ware, whom the Eagles know all too well. Of Ware's 108.5 career sacks, 15.5 have come against the Eagles, the most he's had against any single team. The offense simply must account for Ware on Sunday afternoon.
DeMarcus Ware can absolutely wreck a game if you allow him to. And he is one of those special players, one of the best that's ever played. And I talked about their front. It's certainly one of the great fronts in this league at this time, and he's a big reason for that. Now, they've got some other players that are playing lights out as well.
The standout play that could have been by the Eagles last week was the throwback kick return from Brandon Boykin to Riley Cooper. Of course, Cooper took the ball to the house for a would-be touchdown, only for it to be called back because Boykin's lateral was really an illegal forward pass. Those missed opportunities can be frustrating, according to special teams coordinator Bobby April, but that doesn't mean the Eagles won't continue to try to be creative.
I think you could use it again. I mean, I make our next 8 opponents aware that we could use it again, you know, but, you could always, I mean, that's a tough play to diagnose. You look, you know, most time the guys don't even look down there for if he's standing. Then if they're really sharp and they look down there and they don't see him, then they're really closing. So I think, you could use it again, sure.
On the other side of the ball, the defense has not played its best ball of late, though they were lining up against 2 of the league's best offenses in the Falcons and the Saints. What's been frustrating for defensive coordinator Todd Bowles, though, has been the missed tackles, which was not a problem earlier in the season. Tackling, Bowles says, comes down to attitude.
No, I don't think it's bad tackling. There are players that are going to miss tackles that are good tacklers, and then there's some players that aren't just good tacklers, and you can fix that with fundamentals. You can fix that with attitude. Attitude is the main thing. I mean, you can have the right drive and mindset to miss a tackle, but you got to have body control, you got to have fundamentals, and you got to be able to tackle.
Speaking of tackling, we had a chance in the afternoon to catch up with cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, and he said right now the outside perception of this defense is that they are not physical enough.
Everybody look at us as a pretty defense. You know, guys, the guys don't want to be physical. You know, we got to go out there and just make a name for ourselves. Go out there and let them know that, you know, a pretty defense. Eagles, they just big guys with big talent but don't really want to hit nobody. You know what I mean? We just got to get that Eagles out here to play back. That's just around the league. You know, y'all guys are talented, but y'all don't.
Do you think that's fair? Or do you...
If you look at, when I look at film, you know, it's fair. Uh-huh. It's fair. We got to put our. It's not like we were just going out there woofing on tackle. You just gotta, if you hit, you gotta wrap for everything. You gotta go back to fundamentals. Take it back to a fundamental tackling stage and just go out there and tackle.
Sunday's matchup is going to be a bit of an odd one for Eagles punter Matt McBrier, who spent 8 seasons with the Cowboys, earning himself 2 Pro Bowl nods along the way. We had a chance to talk to the Australian sensation about facing off against his former mates.
Being in Dallas, it was either really the Giants or Philly that were, you know, we'd be sort of tussling out with for the to win the division. So, you know, we always knew we were going to have a hard game up here, and but it's, you know, it's always had so much There's always a lot of interest involving this game, and it always made it exciting. You know, it was always two teams that generally played up to their full potential. You just always knew you were up against not only just the Eagles, but also up against the fans here, and it's a tough place to come and play. And, look, we've got our backs against the wall now, and we really need to perform as they do, so it should make for quite a tussle.